in the first half, and then all of a sudden it looked was going to be whoever held the balls last was going to win the football game.
You know, I think the field conditions settled down a little bit. I think the guys got used to the footing. Maybe it wasn't, it snowed a little bit more than I thought it was going to, maybe in the first half, and they had to get used to the footing a little bit, and then it kind of calmed down. The wind wasn't too big of a factor. The field, I think they got used to their footing, and they were able to execute.
The resilience of your football team continuing to come back time and time again in a game like this, what does it say?
It's always good to win when you're behind in the fourth quarter. We were behind. The guys didn't panic. I mean, I think they scored, there's a period there. We came out, had a great drive, I believe, to start the second half. They go right, they answer in four plays, go 83 yards. We throw a pick on second down, and all of a sudden, things could have caved from there. But our guys just kind of stayed in the game and just kept playing. And, I think they've been demonstrating that ability throughout the course of the season.
You touched just a little bit on Charles Clay and just the big plays that he's continuing to make for you.
The guy comes to work hard every day. I mean, he likes competing. He goes out and enjoys playing, and he's a good teammate. And he's a talented guy, as he's shown.
Joe, can you take us through your end of game thinking? Obviously that stop, decided to run the ball three times, or a touchdown, what would have put it out of reach? Why did you decide to go around?
Well, I definitely wanted to run the ball three times because I felt like at the worst, I would have given consideration if we were fourth and one or something under one, or I may have given some consideration. But at that point, we felt like we wanted them to use all their timeouts. We wanted to use as much time as possible. To get the ball with a minute or so and score a touchdown with no timeouts isn't easy with our pass rush. That's really all it was.
And is this a game for Ryan that you can point to down the road as like a turning point type of game?
Yeah, I thought he played well. Obviously we can't give up a pick six. I don't think it was all his fault, but I thought he did some good things. I thought he showed good presence in the pocket. I thought he threw the ball accurately. I thought a couple of the deep balls were close plays. Those balls outfield, but I thought they were well thrown. Sometimes they're going to be well defended, but I thought the ball location was pretty good.
Joe, also the decision to kick a field goal 52 yards in the open end.
Yeah. Yeah, we were kicking around. I mean, there's a lot of things we could have done. We had a timeout or two. We could have gone for it on fourth and two. We could have punted the ball, gone into halftime where we were at. The wind wasn't real substantial at that point in time. And we thought, we gained, three or four yards to play on third down probably, something like that. We were going to punt the ball, but then we gained a couple and
How about the rotation at left guard? What was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, that was something we planned on doing the entire game before we played, got here.